You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. Listeners, have you ever had a rental that is right off of a new construction project, or maybe your neighbor is renovating their kitchen and you're like, what does that mean for my rental? Well, Nicole is facing the same challenge.
Hi, Sarah and Annette. My name is Nicole, and I'm a newer listener. We currently have two short-term rental condos here on Maui, and I was curious what you guys do when there's construction going on the community that's out of your control. Do you notify the guests? Do you offer discounts? What can you do to salvage your income?
Great question. It's a really great question, and thank you for being a new listener.
Yeah, Nicole, welcome.
New friends. We love it. Okay, let's dig into it, Sarah.
I feel for Nicole because I've got a duplex that we are gut renovating right now and hoping to be ready by this fall. And of course, I mean, it's a good thing. Like you mentioned this, Annette. So in the neighborhood where this my duplex is at, they've demolished like truly an entire city block, which great, that demo is done, but they haven't started building yet. I'm like, perfect. They're going to start construction right when we open our doors. Mm-hmm. But Annette said, you know, yes, that time is going to be challenging, but when it's done,
right,
what that's going to do to the desirability of my rental. And for Nicole, your rental too. I'm not sure what's going on, but hopefully it'll add to your area.
Right. And for everyone listening to the show, obviously it's short-term rentals and it's that immediate cash flow, potentially, you know, what you're earning on a month to month. But I have to believe that most of our listeners are also purchasing the property for some longer term strategy also. So Nicole, I want to offer that up, that your complex or the condo building that you are in, it sounds like they are making improvements. So hopefully for your long-term bottom line, it's going to be a big improvement. I know that's not what you want to hear today, but let's just always keep that in mind. Put yourself in the guest shoes. And, you know, Sarah and I, we don't have visibility to exactly what this project looks like, but is it very apparent? Like, are they going to pull up and be like, wait, I just got like rope-a-dope. Like, they totally knew there was construction. This is a top pricing here. I think you put yourself in your guest's shoes and how much is it going to impact their stay? And I would definitely let them know about it. I think being honest about the construction being like there. That way you can at least let them know ahead of time if they want to make other arrangements. Again, it kind of depends on what that construction is. I don't know. Is it right outside your door and they can see, you know, semis coming back and like backhoes and lots of like people in and out, or is it just in the distance? It kind of, there's a lot of different variables here that we don't know, but
it sounds like the guest stay is going to be impacted because yes, Nicole is concerned. And so also, Nicole, there was a time that seemed like forever. I manage a 12-unit building and six of the units were under construction for so long because it changed.
At least a year, right?
Two and a half years. It changed hands with owners, and then there was like issues with, we went through three contractors. It was a thing. Here's what I did.
So it was just a construction project.
Just a normal.
I don't know why we act like every time
it's surprising.
It's like, the contractor didn't show up. They didn't do it. It's like, yeah, welcome to life.
Right.
Or just like us with life. Our bookings are down. The guests accidentally like used the white towels instead of the black towels. Like, no,
right.
Duh.
Just expect it.
They drank beer. No way. Okay.
But every time it hits you when you know, you don't need that right now. So, right. But Nicole, here's what we did, and it worked pretty well. First of all, I feel like because if it's out of your control, maybe it's the city running it, what have you, mm-hmm. we feel like, well, it's not my control, so why does my average daily rate have to be impacted? But unfortunately, again, perception's reality. Your average daily rate that for that time period does need to reflect the stay and what the guest gets out of the stay. So if they're going to be impacted, whether it's early morning, late at night, what have you.
An amenity isn't open to them that normally sure. would be open to them.
And then let them know that you have adjusted your rates accordingly mm-hmm. to offset that. And I would let them know, this is my opinion. There might be some other opinions out there, but what we did above the fold in all of our listings, our channel listings, is we had the dates of construction and that the guest may or may not be impacted in this way, right? So for us, it was, we made sure our contractor did not start until 9 a.m. and they finished every day at 5. And so we let the guests know, and that on weekends, they wouldn't be impacted except for when they walked in, they might see like a vestibule that is temporary to allow the contractors to work during the week. We adjusted our rates accordingly as well. And then after the booking confirmation message, also reminded the guests.
Reiterated, yeah.
If you are staying with us between these dates, this is what's happening. We are doing everything we can to make sure that your stay goes smoothly, including adjusting our rates from our competitors to take this into consideration.
The other alternative, Nicole, have again, very little information on your scenario. Is it potentially a place where you could do a midterm rental for a while? Like, depending on what the rate adjustment is, would it make sense to have maybe a longer term stay in there and adjust it accordingly and just know, hey, this person's going to be in there. I'm not going to have to worry about the guest interaction for a month or two or three. You know, maybe it's a potential where, yeah, I know in your message, you're a realtor. Maybe there's some realtor friends out there you could connect with if someone's doing a home renovation or traveling something. There might be some alternatives if you just see like, holy smokes, it's just too much. Or, I mean, you said you had two condos, so maybe looking at a midterm rental for one and keeping the other one short-term rental. But definitely, I would say need to let them know, especially depending on the degree of the renovations and the construction, because you don't want to get any bad reviews from you not giving visibility to the
no,
guests.
No, you need to set the proper expectations so they know exactly what they're walking into. And Nicole, my final thought for you, and I'll see if Annette has any before we sign off here, but my final thought for you is we are such in an age of how awesome it is for people just to book their stay and let themselves in and like everything's automated. But in this case, and you being a realtor, Nicole, this might be great for you. And obviously a short-term rental host is to call your guest after they confirm their booking and make sure they understand what is going to be impacted during their stay, right? And right after they book too, so that if they didn't realize it or someone else booked and what have you, you made that phone call, that personal touch.
And I've got my final word, which this just popped into my mind. Nicole, this is a great opportunity. Any of these guests that were absolutely, you know, like supported you during this time, this is a great segue to welcome them back once all of it is complete. So this is something where when they are booked, maybe you do leave them a gift, letting them know, hey, thanks, so glad you booked with us during this construction. We'd love to welcome you back and have potentially, it doesn't even have to be a discounted rate. Maybe it's an additional like welcome gift or something like that. But this is a way that you can already be looking towards once the construction's complete, welcoming some of those guests back again. I mean, you should always be welcoming them back, but and a little extra effort on the ones that supported you during the construction. And if you need like Sarah and I to come check out the construction
right.
to see like
we'd be happy
how bad,
to
be your truth-telling friend about how bad the construction is in Maui right now, just let us know.
I'll bring my noise-canceling headphones. Yeah. It'll be fine.
All right. Great question, Nicole. Good luck. Just persevere. This is for all listeners too. This stuff is going to happen. You know, you're going to have a neighbor that maybe is doing a rehab. You're going to have your streets are going to be, you know, maybe getting new curbs. You're going to have some, this will happen. If it hasn't happened to you yet, there is going to be some sort of construction in your area, I'm sure at some point in time. Or again, you need to do your own construction, you know, that on your property. So great question, Nicole. So everyone can kind of learn from that one.
With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.